The Public Utility Regulatory Commission, PURC, says it is investigating complaints about retrospective billing of prepaid electricity meter across the country. According to the Public Relations and External Affairs Manager, Nanaya Jantua, the Commission is not aware of arrears deduction by the ECG, adding that it is liaising with the company in order to resolve the issue. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Nanaya Jantua said, as part of measures to help resolve the issue, it has given the ECG 6 months ultimatum to standardize or rephase the numerous meters in the system.
So the PURC is saying that it shouldn't be like that. That if you are buying units in the middle of the month, it should reflect in the middle of the month. It shouldn't go back to deduct. So we've told them and given them a timeline of 6 months to try and correct all these anomalies. How do they correct them? They have about 8 meters in the system. And for us, it is not correct. We have 8 different meters, different areas, prepaid meters, 8. About 32% of consumers use prepaid. So 8 different meters certainly is not acceptable. So we've given them a time of 6 months to phase out the meters so that we have one standard platform. Because you see, when consumers complain, even finding out which meter is doing what is a problem in itself. Because different areas have different meters. E-cash 1, E-cash 2, E-cash 3. This, all manner of meters. So 8 meters in the system, the PURC has told the ECG to make sure that within 6 months, they should face it out.
Nanaya Jantua provides some tips to consumers on the usage of electric power.
The first issue to do with this is when a consumer buys 50 units, you know that 50 units is an exclusive class where consumers who are not rich are given 50 units with subsidies. So if you're a consumer who consumes more than 50 units, when you buy your first 50, let's assume you bought the 50 units, then you go and use it in the middle of the month, it gets finished. Then you go and buy again. The system automatically takes away everything that you have used before because you are not
a large Dauda challenge
because there's a billing cycle of 28 days, 14 days notice for all that. So if you are prepaid, your billing cycle is 28 days. If you are credit, your billing cycle is 42 days. Within the billing cycle, you should be able to use the 50 units. Then it means that you are truly 50 units. But once you go beyond that, then it means that the system itself will take the subsidy from you. And that is what happens. So that maybe you bought 50 units is about 17 cedis, 80 pesos. So the next bracket, 51 going, is about 23 cedis. So once you go into the next bracket in the same billing cycle of 28 days, then the system will deduct all.